Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and on a big, busy Thursday in the District 14 race, which is the AOC district. We have already spoken in this campaign cycle with Rich Valdez, who I think was the first one to declare. Cherie Murray has been with us to talk about why she's running for the nomination for the Republicans. But I had not had a chance to have my next guest on. And then I got an email from his campaign this week, and what it said to me was there's something afoot here in the 14th congressional district because he has done quite well, and he's telling me off air just now, it's quite humbling how well he's done in terms of raising money. Now, as you can imagine, anybody that's going to run against AOC next November is going to need to be able to do that. And they're going to need to be able to do it, particularly from within the district where people can really maximize their voice. But John Cummings is a former New York City police officer. He was on the force for 8 years. He's been teaching high school civics and economics in the Bronx for nearly two decades. And he announced his third quarter FEC filing just this last week. John, it's good to have you on Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for coming on the show with us.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about what you've learned about politics since you've never run for anything in the last 10 weeks.
Well, like you said, it really is humbling when you have the kind of response that we've gotten in such a short period of time. I've really enjoyed getting out into the community. I like to get out and speak with people about, you know, what their concerns are in the district. But I think that was really what led to the donation numbers that we got. You know, we decided to start with a national campaign just because that's the way you have to build sometimes. But the amount of local donations we got was just tremendous. We were really, really delighted with that response. And I think it's because people realize that the genuine nature of this campaign. I'm running because I'm concerned about the lack of local representation. It's been that way for a long time in this district. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez hasn't made it any better for sure. And I just decided, you know what, I have to step up and do something about this. And this is where we've gotten in 10 weeks. It's really been overwhelming.
Yeah, well, and I think that a lot of people are going to watch the race in the 14th because it was kind of an anomaly that she was able to do what she did within the Democratic Party. But I also think there was a reason why it occurred. But I also don't think she enjoys quite the loyalty within the district that she probably takes for granted. So I think there's an opportunity for someone to flank her. And if you have a genuine groundswell, I think there's the ability to take her out. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I think when you look at your the numbers you reported for the third filing of 2019, you had 7,002 donors, and a lot of those came from the 14th district itself. Talk to me about so if you've raised a little less than $500,000 and you've got 7,000 people that make up that donation base. There's a lot of donations that they can still give because you can go up to $2,500 each, I believe. But there's also great growth in word of mouth and other things that could be going on in the district.
Yeah, it really is. You know, our average donation was $53 or $54 a donation. So you're right. There's a lot of wiggle room there for people who want to continue to donate. And like I said, we've really gone out there and struck a chord with people. The genuine nature of it, I guess it's so antithetical to everything that goes on in politics now that people have found someone who's interested in local representation, who knows the community, who, you know, our entire campaign is based on IMU. That's our slogan, IMU. I live in the district. I work in the district. I shop in the district. I sit on the Cross Bronx Expressway like everybody else. I live the same life that everybody else lives, and I've done it for just about my entire life. I've lived and or worked in this district for all of my 59 years, and I've gotten into this because I really think that we need a voice down in Washington, and I think the voice has been too mute for that long. So, you know, we got to get down there and really represent. I know people like to use that word a lot now. We need to represent down there. Somebody has to do it, so I figured, you know, now is my time.
Well, John, let me ask you about this, because I think that the NYPD obviously are heroes, and I believe that their service should be applauded every single day. When I'm getting off a subway, when I'm walking through the Oculus or the area around the studio here, I'm always shaking hands and saying thank you for your service. But I think there's also a desire for people that are in this race to really represent the voices in the district. And it seems like Ocasio-Cortez has not had much patience for being that concerned about the district itself. She's been a national spotlight, but not really one on New York 14.
Yeah, and I think that that's absolutely true, and that's where we've made these inroads. There's been a lot of ways we've made inroads. I've spoken to a lot of people, most of whom are Democrats. To be quite honest, the district is, as far as voters are concerned, it's almost 7-1 Democrat to Republican. But when you speak to voters, they know they don't have a voice. And a lot of these voters, as I've spoken about quite often, a lot of these voters are union people who are very happy with their health insurance. In fact, their union leadership has done a tremendous job in getting them some very good health insurance plans. And in many cases, they've gone without raises for several contracts so they could have good health insurance. And now people like Congressman Ocasio-Cortez want to outlaw private insurance. And when you tell these union people that they're going to be thrown in with the other 320 million people in the country and, hey, get on the end of the line, they're not happy with that. So
yeah.
That really strikes a chord with them. And that's when you start to realize that, you know what, this is an uphill battle, but it's one that can certainly be won.
Well, it is. It can be won. Ocasio-Cortez proved that last time around with just a minimal turnout. Friends, you could turn out more than that for Cummings this time. John Cummings is his name. Cummings 2020 is his website, Cummings2020.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Cummings2020. And John, we'll speak again in the future. But thanks for being on with us today.
I appreciate the opportunity, Kevin. Have a great day.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, a check of wellness for this Thursday. Don't go away.